Interestingly, the finalists broke down into two distinct and equal groups: large firms with 1,000 employees or more, and small firms with 250 employees or fewer. With both groups, the judges decided to concentrate on two of the clearest indicators of a successful innovation process, which are how well the new product is combined with the company's existing business, and secondly, how well the innovation methods are recorded and understood. Small firms naturally tend to do well in the first category, since they have fewer layers of management and thus much shorter communication lines. But they seem to put less emphasis on creating formal development methods, which would be repeatable in future innovations. Large firms, on the other hand, have difficulty integrating the new development within their existing business for reasons of scale. But they tend to succeed in achieving well-documented and repeatable development methods. This is because larger companies, with their clear emphasis on training, fixed management structure, and administrative systems, require more formal, daily record-keeping from their staff. So, what were the key questions the judges had in mind when assessing the finalists? One of the most important areas concerned how thoroughly a company checks what is happening in other fields in order to incorporate new ideas into the development process. Many of the finalists impressed in the area.